So welcome to something a little bit different. I felt like recording something, but I just didn't really feel like recording a script and then editing it and putting in, you know, like hours of work. I just kind of want to like a quickie, like a wham bam, thank you ma'am. And I was on GWA backstage and I saw somebody posted a kind of short questionnaire that has some kind of questions about like the recording process and stuff that I thought would be fun to record, especially for those of you who just like to listen to my voice, because apparently there's some of you out there. So if you want to hear me talk, but not necessarily making, you know, audio porn or anything overly sexy, then you're in the right place. So this is the short and sweet questionnaire posted by the user Big Titty Emo Girlfriend, which, I mean, who doesn't want a Big Titty Emo Girlfriend, really? Anyway, on to the questions. Question one. What was it like recording your first audio or writing your first script? Well, I've never written a script because I'm kind of lazy. but recording my first audio was really awkward. Like, I don't know, it's just an inherently, in my opinion, kind of like awkward thing to do. It's not like, you know, like a naughty picture. Why did I say naughty picture? What am I, like from 1958? Wow. you know, it's not necessarily like, you know, dick pics or whatever, where you can just take it and see it on your phone and immediately go, oh no, and delete it. It's like a commitment and it's really awkward. And then if you want to edit it or if you screwed up or whatever, you have to listen to it back and like hear yourself, like contend with not only hearing your own voice recorded, but also hearing your own voice recorded being sexy, and like moaning and whatever. And I was a little bit afraid. I was afraid that it would be like that episode of Friends where Ross and Rachel like have a sex tape and they go to watch it and they're like, oh, this is hot. And they're like, oh my God, no, we look terrible while we're fucking. This is horrifying. And I was really afraid that it would be like that. Like I would listen to it back and be like, oh my God, I'm never having sex again. This is what men have to hear when they have sex with me. So it was very awkward and daunting, and then even more daunting to decide like, oh, this actually was kind of hot. Maybe I should actually upload it to the internet. So it was all just very awkward. It's still kind of awkward if I'm being completely honest. I wonder if that ever goes away. Especially in the beginning, I feel like if you listen to my audios, especially like improv, well, this one I haven't posted yet, but the Ramble Faps stuff that I've done, you can just tell that it's awkward in the beginning. You never know how to start or whatever. I hope that goes away, but yeah. Okay, question two. Do you record when you have a chance or only during specific times? I record kind of whenever inspiration strikes, I suppose. I don't have like a set window. It's not like this is my job or anything and I have like a schedule I keep to. Maybe I should. It's just more so I'm like, oh, do I want to record something right now? Yeah, why not? Kind of thing. Or if somebody's like sent me a script and I'm looking at it, sometimes I'll just throw down like a really rough take that I might end up actually using. I've done that a couple times. So yeah. Question three. Do you record safe for work or not safe for work audios typically? Do you have a preference? And if so, which and why? Well, if you're listening to this, you probably heard my back catalog and it's mainly all and not safe for work. You know, unless you have a really cool workplace or feeling extra daring, then sure, they could be safe for work. This is, I guess, the first kind of like safe for work thing that I've recorded. I have a preference. I don't know. I haven't done enough like not sexy stuff to know if I'd have a preference yet. Maybe that means that I should go seek out more safe for work things to record. I don't know. If you have something safe for work that you'd like to hear my voice read, throw it my way, and maybe I'll lay it down for you. Okay, five. What is the funniest out of context thing you've had to do for an audio so far? I don't think this is too out there, but like when I first was kind of starting, I was doing like some recording tests, like Foley tests to get sound effects. Because I realized really quickly through some failed audios that it's almost impossible if you need to do sound effects to record them and like have the script and record the sound effects at the same time. And it just was a complete disaster. So I was testing things and it was just me sitting, you know, at my desk in front of a microphone at like 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, just jerking off a fake dick. And I had this moment where I like felt like if I could step out of my body or someone walked into like my house and saw me, they would be like, what are you doing? Like, I'm just sitting there silently recording myself jerking off a dildo for no reason. If you didn't have the context, it would be really awkward. And it just seems very kind of absurdist and silly to me. Yeah. Okay, question six. Everyone always asks if you've ever been caught masturbating, but I want to know, have you ever been caught recording an audio? No. Mainly because I don't record where somebody could catch me, although I've had my windows open a few times. Maybe my neighbors have heard, although they'd probably just assume I'm having a really great time by myself and not what the real thing that's happening is. So no. And I don't think it would happen to me. Hopefully, anyway, knock on wood. Oh, this is going so quickly. Okay, seven. What's a scene you'd love to do but haven't done yet? What stopped you? Well, there is that Star Wars script that I recorded the first half of, and it's two more parts, and I'd really like to do it, but like recording that script was really exhausting. That script required a lot of actual acting, I guess. Not that I don't know if I acted it very well, but to the point, there's actually one part in there where I like actually made myself cry. Like I was actually crying when I recorded it. It was very exhausting because then not only after I recorded it, and because it was so long, there's so many takes, and then I had to edit it, and that took a really long time. I think that audio took like 2 weeks almost from when I first saw it and thought I could try recording it to when I actually finished it and then uploaded it. Like, it took a really long time. It was really exhausting and kind of burned me out a little bit. Yeah. So I want to do the other two parts because I don't think that they've been recorded. Maybe one has, I'm not sure about the third one, but it would just be like, they're very long. Each of them are about an hour, I think, once they've been recorded. And the second two are going to require more sound effects than the first one did. And yeah, I think it would just be really exhausting. So I don't know. I really want to record them, but I feel like I have to work my way up to it again. Yeah, in terms of scenes, like if I'm doing an improv or something, I kind of want to do some enemies to lovers stuff. I don't know if I have the right vibe for that, but I just personally, in terms of romance tropes, I really enjoy enemies to lovers. I think they're really fun. I think there's a lot of different experiences, God, that could be put down into a scene. And I also kind of want to do some exhibitionism stuff. I don't know what that would look like yet. But the thought, one thing I kind of want to do is like go record something out in the wild. So like out on a beach or like on a walking trail or like in my car or something with my phone. So, you know, I have that extra layer of realism. But I also don't feel comfortable going and cavorting about and either actually getting off or fake moaning, which on a beach or something by myself with my phone, I think I would look absolutely crazy. But yeah. And like, also I don't involve other people in my stuff. I don't know. Like, so that's something I've been thinking about. I feel like I have a whole list of stuff I'd like to do, but there's only so much time. And then instead of recording them, I do shit like record this questionnaire. So whatever. okay. 8. What's a scene you'd love to see someone else do but haven't been able to find yet? So I really enjoy the idea of like blackmail. God. I guess it probably falls into like the dubious non-con area. But I really kind of like have this fantasy and this idea that I think would be really hot for an audio of like having like that idea of combining like enemies to lovers and having like me, like as the listener kind of being blackmailed by the like performer, into having to like do something with them. So like, I don't know, go to a party or something and like you end up having sex in a bathroom or something ridiculous and like, I don't know. It's like not very fully formed in my brain, but just the idea of kind of having to go along with this person you might not overly be excited about and then having sex with them kind of because like they blackmail you into it and then you like it, obviously. I think would be sexy and kind of fun and play to that like MDOM side well. But yeah, I don't know. I've noticed there isn't really a lot of audios like that. Maybe there was before and I just missed them. I think audios, maybe they go through kind of cycles of popularity and it'll come back. But yeah, that's something I think would be fun. Okay, question 9. Are you multilingual? Do you ever bring that to your audios? Why or why not? No, I wouldn't really consider myself multilingual. I've studied quite a few languages, but I can't really speak any other languages. I used to be fairly fluent in French a little bit. I studied it in university. And I also can speak a little bit of Korean. but yeah, I feel like now I need to speak in a different language. Oh, I don't know if I can. Okay, let's try. 여러분, 안녕하세요. 저는 하슈드하이브입니다. Wow, that's really good.
저는 한국어를 너무 많이 공부했어요. 그리고 서울에서 살았어요. 하지만 지난 5년 간 언제를 미국에서 돌아가서 영어를 많이 말해요. 네. 아, 한국어를 안 해요. 네. 그래서 제 한국어를 더 잊어버렸어요. 네. 하지만 네, 한국어를 너무 좋아요. 네. 그리고 그리고 공부하고 싶어요. 네.
Oh, that was really bad. That was very difficult. For those of you who don't speak Korean, I basically said, "Hi, I'm Hushed Hive. I studied Korean a lot, and I lived in Korea. But then I moved back to America, and I stopped using, like, I only spoke in English. So I forgot all of my Korean, but I really like Korean, and I'd love to learn it again." Basically is kind of what I said, but probably with very bad grammar and a very bad accent. Would I ever bring that into my audios? Why or why not? No, I don't know, maybe. I just don't think that I'm good enough at, like, speaking another language to make it, like, sexy and not awkward. And I also don't really know if Korean is, like, a super sexy language that people want to hear, you know? Maybe if I spoke, like, a sexy language, like, actually could speak French or, like, Italian or Spanish or something, it would be different. But yeah, no, not really. Okay, last question. Wow. If you could have any accent, what accent would you pick? I would love to have an Irish accent, like not Northern Irish, but like Southern Ireland. 'Cause I think they're really pretty and like musical. I don't know, just very lovely as an accent. I also wouldn't mind like a Australian or like New Zealand accent. I think those accents are fun too. I mean, British would be fine, but I feel like everybody's British, you know? but I don't know, at the end of the day, my kind of mongrel general North American accent will have to do. Yeah. So yeah, I hope that you, God, I hope that you enjoyed this. Oh wait, I just realized that I skipped a question. So I guess I'm not done. I'll have to skip back. I skipped question 4. Do you listen to safe for work or not safe for work audios? Do you have a preference? It's if so, which and why? So I mainly listen to not safe for work audios. I'm listening to Gone Wild Audio. But sometimes, especially if there's a performer who has a really nice voice and they've done questionnaires, I'll kind of put them on in the background as like just background noise while I'm working. Because I want to like listen to their dulcet tones. But I enjoy listening to the kind of the not safe for work audios. I think that, yeah, some people have recorded some very interesting stuff. Oh, cool. We got 18 minutes out of this. That's not bad. but yeah, I don't know. I especially like, I don't know. And like also depends on kind of the mood that I'm in too. Like what I want to listen to, what I feel like listening to. I do listen to more men than women. 'Cause I'm not really attracted to women in that way. And I also like, I enjoy men who are more vocal, which you often don't find in like regular porn, which you don't really listen to that much anyway. So it's kind of cool that there's an entire genre dedicated to men making noise for me to listen to. anyway, that's the actual last question. I had fun recording this. If you've made it all the way to the end with me, I hope you have fun listening to it, or had fun listening to it. And I hope you stick around because I'm going to record and upload something really, well, I shouldn't say it's really fun. I haven't decided yet what I'm going to, if I'm going to do an improv that I've been stewing and ruminating on. Or if I want to do a script fill from one of the requests that I've gotten. I have a few lined up that I'm kind of excited about. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day and that you enjoy it. Bye.